Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Welcome Back episode of the One Thing Pod Show. And I am your host, Daniel Alexander, joined by my co-host, no one, because it's just me today. Anyways, welcome back. I know I've been gone for a minute, and trust me, I've missed you just as much as I know you've missed hating on me. No, I'm just kidding. But definitely a lot has been going on. We have a whole rebrand, so I don't know if you've noticed, but we do have a new logo thanks to the amazing Angie, who is one of my really good friends, and she is one of the power lesbians in my life, and she really, really helped me make that happen. So yeah, thanks to Angie, holla at her. Where do I start? So much has happened. I got my own apartment, so let's celebrate that. I know Wendy Williams used to have this thing that she used to say that you should never get married or move in with a boyfriend until you've turned the key to your own place. So shout out to Wendy, because I definitely had that in mind when I got this place. So let's just jump right into it. Ariana talked about that whole Saturn Returns thing. Well, I definitely have been going through mine. I have recorded so many different versions of this podcast that I'm doing right now. And I think that I was doing a lot of healing and I was not in the right place to put those episodes out. So I definitely made the call to leave those on the hard drive. I feel like I was leading more with emotion and anger, not even emotion. I would just say anger. Breakups are not easy. And I know what you're thinking. Like, he was in a relationship. Like, what? Like, doesn't he post all these guys on his story and like this, that, and the other? And I'm like, well, yes, we all have our grieving process and the things that we do to make ourselves feel better. So no judgment. But yeah, I'm sure you guys have noticed that I was hanging out with some guys on my stories and I was, living my life and doing what I do. But again, we all have our processes, right? I was in a relationship for almost a year. Obviously the last 4 or 5 months of it, we weren't officially together, but we were together and like we were acting like boyfriends, but we weren't boyfriends. And there is just so many layers to it. And obviously, I want to respect the people involved. So I'm sure some things are going to be like, well, Daniel, like you're being a little vague. And yeah, I am being a little vague. I have so many versions of this podcast, but all in all, ultimately, I don't think that it would have been fair to put those versions out because again, it was leading with anger and just being shady. And obviously, naturally, shade is in my DNA. So of course, I'm going to throw some subtle shade, but it's like, where do I begin? I was with this person for a while. And as everyone knows, I'm sure everyone can relate to this. When you're with somebody for a long time, they become a part of your day-to-day life. Like you see this person every single day. You're talking to them all day. You're talking about what you're going to have for dinner, where you're going to go, what are you going to do on the weekends, like this, that, and the other. And then it goes from that to nothing at all, or to very minimal conversation. And I think that there is a lot of layers to breakups. Obviously, I don't think that one person's story is the same as another one. So I can only really share my truth. And again, this is just my truth. This isn't, his or anybody else's. But yeah, like I really had this breakup really taught me to grow the fuck up. I wouldn't say that I was immature, but I don't know. I feel like when you come to a city like LA, you become a really heightened version of yourself. I think that there is an element to moving to a city like this where you're constantly going, nonstop, that you really don't have time to deal with your trauma. And I think that I had two really serious relationships prior to this, and they really hurt me. And because I moved to LA and I was just able to be like, okay, well, that ended. And of course, it killed me, but you're always on the go here. You're always busy and you never stop to just think, wow, like, okay, yeah, I may have my shit together financially, or I may have a nice place to live or a good job or whatever it is. But like, do you ever really sit down and just think, damn, I'm fucked up. Like I have so many issues and I bury it all with just going to work and coming home and doing this. And then you're going out to drink because you're like, want to party with your friends. And then it's like, you never just stop and like cry. And I became a really hardened version of myself. And when I met this man, he was the most wonderful person and still the most wonderful person. I mean, I still love him with all of my heart and I wish him the best. But I was not ready to accept that type of love. And I don't think anyone's having that conversation enough. You can have the most amazing person come that'll give you everything you need, but are you willing to accept it? And I am here to tell you that I was 100% in a position where I was not ready to accept anyone that actually gave a fuck about me. And, you know, at the end of this, I ended up with egg on my face for many reasons that I won't get into that I don't think were executed properly or fair to me, but I am man enough to own my mistakes and say that I fucked up. And I did not appreciate what I had in front of me. I think that anyone would have killed to have the life that I was having. And for one reason or another, I ended it first. And I don't take that back because I think that there were so many things that went into it and so many things. Again, relationships are two people, right? It's not all just 100% on one person. So, you know, I'll say that. I definitely had my reasons and I stand by them. But I have to tell you, like, the one takeaway that I have from this situation is that y'all appreciate the people that you have around you that really, really care about you. Sometimes things aren't forever. Sometimes you will fuck up and you will block your own blessings. And that is okay, as long as you get back up and learn from them. And I can surely tell you that I will never do this again. Something about this breakup just really had me get back to like that 24, 22 year old version of myself before I became jaded, before I like really knew what I wanted. And I mean, for Christ's sake, like, do any of us know what we want fully 100%? Of course not. Like, I'm 32 years old. Even when you're older, it's like my mom always tells me, she's like, I'm a 65 year old woman. And like, you know, I'm still learning things and I still feel a certain way. You know, it's just like, you know, even adults are just big kids. Like, you know, it's like they were once children and they're still the same. And at some point you just are who you are. Right. So yeah, just appreciate the things that you have in front of you. And I don't know, just everything that happened to me was just a rebirth. I cried more than I have in years, probably. And it really shattered my ego. Like, it really broke me down to nothing. And I had to rebuild myself piece by piece and get back in touch with that little boy inside of me who's hurting from his parents' divorce. And, you know, I was having long conversations with my sister and my mom about how it was growing up and, like, you know, how I was like a little kid, like with a huge potty mouth and like jumping between homes and, like, you know, watching my mom go through hell because of her divorce. And like, looking back now, you know, like, my daddy issues, my this, my that, like how that all came to play in this one relationship. And I think because this is the first time that I've had somebody love me unconditionally, my issues really came to light. I don't know. I was resenting my dad more while I was with him. I was just kind of like irritable the entire time. And it really made me come to terms with everything that brought me here. I think that, again, I moved to the city. I tried so hard and succeeded in building my life here and my circle of friends and getting a job that pays me well and starting this podcast, which he helped me start, and shout out to him because he's amazing for that. And just going, that you just really don't stop to realize how fucked you are. Like, you need therapy, girl. Like, get out there, like, talk to somebody. It's like, damn. And if I could go back and know everything that I know now, and I'm by no means perfect, I still, you know, am an idiot sometimes, and who isn't? Like, we're all human, right? But I really wanted to do this podcast by myself today because I think it's really, really important to take accountability. I am also not somebody who likes to put all my tea out there, believe it or not. You know, I do rant and rave on the internet and stuff like that. And, you know, it's fun and it's cute, but it's not, I don't really talk about like my deep seated things. And that's why I wanted to create this podcast, because I feel like me and my friends, we constantly talk about, you know, our issues, and we have real meaningful conversations. And I'm like, okay, where can I do it? Let me create a platform for myself where I can come on here and talk to guests and just talk to myself if I want to, like I'm doing right now, and just kind of like say things in a really tasteful way. And I will tell you that I cannot think of anything better to talk about than this, because I think it's important for people to hear. And I think a lot of people will relate to it. I am by no means over that breakup. I mean, absolutely not. I definitely have a lot of regret, but I think I've come to terms and I've come to peace with the fact that, look, like, I made a mistake. I made mistakes. He made mistakes. Okay. How do I move on from them at this point? You know, I getting in touch with like the little boy in me that has all like, you know, the issues with like his parents' divorce and stuff like that was really, really important to me, because I noticed a lot of the issues that I have with my dad play out in this relationship, where I was taking traumas that I have out on him when he really didn't deserve it. And I don't think we talk about like our upbringing and how we grew up affecting who we are as adults enough. I think that we blame our current circumstance, we blame this man, we blame that girl, whatever it is. Like, even in our friendships, like, we don't talk about how ending friendships is just like a breakup. Like, you know, I was going through that too, and I'm in this really beautiful time right now where it's like I feel a little, you know, I feel a little off, but I also feel so open and so emotional and so like free of like the zombie that I was prior to this. It really broke me, and I've had so many new people come into my life. And I mean, I went on a date 2 nights ago that like, that guy was fucking amazing. And honestly, like, I'm not even gonna like get into it because I don't want to jinx it. It's like literally 2 days old, but like, I don't know, y'all, he's kind of dope. But yeah, like, it's just really, really opened me up and kind of like opened the floodgates. And again, I was just kind of like a gargoyle for like 3 years straight. And you know, when I first moved here, I met the love of my life, you know, and granted, we're not together anymore, but this person I am convinced was definitely one of my soulmates. And I don't think I ever dealt with that. And I think this is the first person to be like the more actualized, realized version of that person that I dated in the past. And I don't think I dealt with any of the shit that I went through with the first one. And so that just, when I met this guy who tried so hard to just love me purely, I bled all over him. You know, I'm sounding like I'm like super fucked up right now. Like, I don't, like, listen, like, I don't have the worst upbringing. I have, you know, yes, I come from a broken family, but my parents still made sure that through all the drama and all the chaos and the mess that like, I still had everything I needed. Financially, my dad was always there for me, you know, but there's things like him never saying sorry to me. There's things like, you know, like the bouncing around from house to house, like all those things really affected me. And so I think that when I get into relationships now, I do everything I can to make sure that like this person is going to be forever. Like this person that I, you know, because I'm hardly ever in a relationship. So when I do spend time and put time into one, I want to make sure that it is at least has the potential to be something substantial. Like, I don't want to waste my time. Like, you know, shit's too busy around here. But I found myself just like bleeding this crap that I shouldn't, you know, like taking this stuff out on men. And like, even my best friend is always like, look, I love you, you're an amazing person, but you really have to work on your issues with men because you have a lot of them. And it's true. Like, I like test them. I, you know, I want to see if they're going to leave. And I think that all stems from like watching my mom go through that divorce. And it's like, I'm this fifth grader, watching this grown woman who's supposed to be my mom, and mind you, like, she's a human being now, I know that, but as a little kid, like, you're digesting all this, you're watching this person who is supposed to be your mother, and she still was, and she's so strong, and like, but you see her cry randomly, you know, you pick up on things like that, you know, like, my dad is acting the way that he's acting, and it's just like, all those things I'm noticing have manifested themselves into me as an adult, and I've had to really, really come face to face with them. And as painful as this breakup was, the one thing I've learned is that fuck around and find out. When someone unconditionally loves you, that's when your demons will come out. I'm telling you, if you have not dealt with it and if you're not ready to receive that type of, that purest form of love, you will get to know yourself in the best ways and in the worst ways. So yeah, like it was definitely a lot. And so in the midst of all of this, I'm going through this breakup and I'm like going through it. And mind you, again, one of my biggest superpowers in life is to look like nothing's going on and everything is fine when actually I'm dying on the inside. What's that Fletcher lyric on her new album, which is amazing, by the way, but smiling on the outside, dying on the inside, you will never know because I'm posing with my good side. That is 100% me. I've always been good at that. And so, yeah, I just wanted to come on here and spill my tea and just say everything that's been going on. And like in the midst of all of this, my roommate tells me that he is, you know, pursuing, you know, another job opportunity and that he needs to move to the Valley. So within 2 weeks, I had to pick up my stuff and move. Luckily, I work in the industry, so it was really, really easy for me to just break my lease and like get into a studio, which I love. Do ignore my ghetto ass lights. I still have not ordered new ones, but these, like, I put them up and then they fell. Like, ugh, what the fuck? But and I know for like everyone that's just listening to this, like you guys can't see it anyway, but anyways, I'm just talking trash. But yeah, I had to move while I'm like crying myself to sleep, while I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I'm recording all these podcasts where I'm being shady. And then, you know, I recorded one 2 weeks ago and that one pissed everyone off, so I didn't put it out. And so here I am just being raw, unfiltered, and speaking on me because that's all I can do. And yeah, I think that when big things like this happen, they create so much change and there's so many ripples in the universe for you. And it's just awesome. Like, you know, my best friend has a podcast, which you guys should go and listen. Her name is Juliet and it's called Pride and Progress. So head on over there and I'll definitely attach a link in one of these videos. I'm actually going to be on her show soon, so definitely look out for that. But you know, we've both been going through these parallel situations. And I just think it's funny how, you know, it's kind of like you are what you eat. Like, I feel like you and your friends always collectively go through things together. And the one thing that I've noticed is that 2024 has been super rocky for every fucking buddy. Everyone thought 2020 was bad. 2021 was going to get better. 2022, 2023. But 2024, you just fucking wait, sis. Everyone that I was talking to has been like having this like moment where 2024 has just came across really rocky. So how was you guys' 2024? Leave it in the comments. Tell me, how was it? Am I alone in this? Is everyone having their Saturn return? I don't know, but I have really had to come face to face with my demons. And on a positive note, though, so many good things have happened. Like, I got a new car. Again, I got this apartment. I have my own space now. I feel like I'm really, really growing into the person that I was meant to be. And it's just crazy how these situations force that on you. I think that it's kind of like divine timing, like everything happens when it's supposed to happen. And I know that sounds really, really cliche and really annoying and really LA. I'm sorry. But when these things happen, it's like it forces you to just like wake up and smell the roses. And I could not be more grateful to what happened. Again, I don't have this shit all figured out. Okay. I still spend way too much money. I'm still a dumb bitch, but I am working day by day to try and remedy all of that. So yeah. And in the midst of all of this too, like I had a couple of videos going viral and people are really vicious in the comments. And just some food for thought. Before you go and comment on people's videos and the things that they're posting, you should watch them all the way through. Because I just don't know. First of all, like half the comments don't even make sense because you guys are like not watching the videos. I wouldn't say you guys, because I feel like the people that follow me are cool as fuck. But you know, when you are putting yourself out there, you are opening yourself up to criticism, which I don't mind at all. Call me whatever you want. Like, it doesn't hurt my feelings anymore. But I just really think that, you know, you should think about what do you get out of putting a nasty comment on someone's video? Because I don't know, to me, it just makes that person who's writing the comment look worse than the person who's actually putting the content out. So, I mean, I'm not going to say that I loved reading a lot of those comments while I was going through what I was going through, but I just really want to know why trolling people online is so satisfying. Because for me, it's like, I would find it kind of embarrassing, like sitting on someone's page and being like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And then writing it in this long, like college essay. It's like, okay, well, there's a fine line between love and hate. So if you really, really hate me that much, why are you writing it to me in this long college dissertation? I'm just asking for a friend. I don't know. You don't know what someone's going through. You don't know what they're feeling like. And like, what if someone is not as strong as I am and you're telling them all this and then they feel some type of way and you're just like putting salt in the wound? Like, why do that to somebody? I just don't understand. So there have just been all these lessons that I am learning as of the last 3 months. And I will tell you right now, Being humbled is everything they said it would be. And yeah, for anyone going through a breakup or anybody in a relationship and they're not sure how it's going to turn out, like, listen, I've been there. I spent the majority of this relationship really questioning myself, like, do I want to be in it? Do I not want to be in it? Like, oh my God, it's like, and then there's like the whole argument of like love, like, is love enough? And I'm here to tell you, it's not. Like, there are so many things that go into being with someone that have nothing to do with love. It's mutual respect. It's things in common. It's communicating. And another lesson I learned is that you can do the most communication. I could not wrap my head around how I could talk to this person all day and night long, but also be so far apart. And when I say all day and night long, I mean like practically live with them, wake up, enjoy talking to them, videos back and forth. Like, do you like this? Do you like that? And you can be in the room with somebody all day and night long and not be present at all. And not really, really talk about the things that hurt and bother you. And open communication. You could think that you're being the most open with someone, but really you are not at all. And like, that is a huge lesson that I learned. Not waiting so long to say how it is that you feel. I think a lot of times when we're with people or friendships, or especially people that we love in a romantic sense, we think that like by opening up, we are going to be shooting ourselves in the foot, or we're going to make them upset. So we just have to go along to get along. And like, that is the worst mistake you can make. I'm telling you, if you don't like that food, fucking say it. You don't like that movie, say it. Things as trivial as that will get on you, you know? And I also think that spending, another thing, you can spend every single day with somebody and not really be having quality time. Sometimes you're just like in the routine of things and you're in the motion and you're just going with the flow, and it's not really spending time together. It's not going to a place that both of you want to go to, or, you know, that vacation that you've always wanted to go on with that person, or just doing things to celebrate and to nurture your relationship. Again, I feel like, especially in my situation, we were just going through the routine, going through the motions. And yeah, there was so much love there, so much love. Like, there was never a lack of love. I still love him. There was never anything like that. I just think that there was also a huge lack of quality time on the basis of both of us, both equally wanting to be where we were going or where we were at or whatever, you know? And I think that is the most diplomatic and also the most truthful way of saying it, because it's like, if you're doing something that one person wants to do more than you, and you're doing that most of the time, just like, I'm sure he got fed up, like, dealing with my shit all the time. You know what I mean? It's just like, really taking the time to just like find that common ground. Okay, what do we both like? And again, I don't mean to sit here and sound like a therapist, because I hate therapy jargon and I hate all of that, but I just really had to sit there. And not only did I think about this relationship, but I thought about all my other relationships prior to this. Like, damn, like, I could have really fixed so many things just by opening my mouth. And as everyone knows, I have a big ass mouth. I always open my mouth. I am like, I just don't shut the fuck up most of the time. So, but it's like, actual communication is so much different than that. And for everyone out there that has gone through this type of thing, I feel you. I hear you. Again, I've had so many conversations with my mom about this. And I remember her telling me recently, she's like, honestly, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. This lesson has been learned, and you're going to learn it over and over and over again until you actually really learn it. And she's like, I think this time you got it. So it has really taught me a newfound respect for the people in my life, my relationships, how I go about nurturing them, really listening, even with my friends. Like, if they don't like something, or if there's even like down to a restaurant that we go to, like, I will go out of my way now to make sure that we never go there again, or at least I don't go there with them, and that you really, really hear somebody. Like, you know, there were times where I felt like I wasn't being heard and I was kind of screaming into an abyss, and that it really taught me to not only respect that in myself, but also respect other people when they are not vibing with something. So anyways, moral of the story is, I got this dope ass apartment, okay, and it's small, but it's mine. And I am rebooting this podcast because I needed to take some time for myself, but I am so excited for the episodes to come. We are going to have so many fun guests, including my best friend. And I just wanted to have like a little introductory welcome back episode with me by myself, talking all my shit. And yeah, tell me what you guys think in the comments, leave the love. And I cannot wait to be back next week with an episode with a new special guest, which I will not drop yet, but I'm really, really excited about. So yeah, anyways, have a great night or day or whenever it is that I decide to drop this podcast, because it's my fucking show and I'm going to put it out whenever I want this week sometime. I just haven't decided on a date yet. But yeah, so have an amazing week, guys, and love you, mean it, and bye.